Title: Funky Drummer. Intro: Color for a Sunrise Set Emotion in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School D&B Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This lesson is all about building a sunrise intro that feels warm and cinematic, but it still tells the room, yeah, jungle is coming. We're using a funky drummer style break as the emotional engine, but the real skill here isn't the break itself. It's intro color, how you stage energy so the first proper kick feels like the sun hitting the horizon. We're going to build a 32 to 64 bar intro at classic tempo, and the target is that journey from ghostly and distant to present and crisp, without blasting the full groove too early. Think filtered breaks, dubby space, vinyl air, tasteful harmony and tension that opens right into the drop. Let's set the foundation. Set your tempo to 166 BPM. That's a sweet spot. Fast enough to feel like proper jungle, but still roomy enough for swing and atmosphere. Now open the groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60. Here's the key. Apply groove lightly to the breaks only. Don't put swing on your pad or Atmos. The drums can roll and breathe, but the harmony needs to feel stable, like a sunrise that doesn't wobble. Next, headroom. While you write, keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. If you want a safety net, put a limiter on the master with a ceiling at minus 0.8. But don't mix into it like you're mastering. We want space to make good decisions. Now the break. Drop in a funky drummer break or any classic break with that vibe. Right-click it and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients, and create it in a drum rock. Great. Now take 30 seconds and do the advanced workflow move that saves you later. Rename the keypads. Kick, snare, ghost snare, hats. Even if you think you'll remember, you won't. Rename them now, and arrangement becomes fast and intentional. Now duplicate that slice track. This is the whole trick of the sunrise reveal. Track 1 is break main. That's your clean, present, punchy layer. Track 2 is break AIR. That's the distant, dawn layer. Hazy, wide, textured, and full of space. We're going to use break AIR early, and slowly unfog it. Then we'll fade in break main later, so the listener feels the groove arriving, instead of it just turning on. Let's build the break AIR chain first. On break AIR, add auto filter. Set it to LP24. Start the cutoff really low, like 250 to 500 Hz. Yes, that low. You want it to feel like the break is behind a wall, like you're hearing the rave from down the street. Resonance around 10 to 20%, just enough to give character. After that, add echo. Sync it. Try 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 if you want it slower and wider. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Inside echo, filter it so it doesn't clog your mix. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9K. Dry slash wet in the 10 to 18% zone. This is spice, not soup. Then add hybrid reverb. Hall or plate hybrid is perfect here. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't swallow the transient. Decay around 3 to 6 seconds, dry slash wet about 8-15%, and filter the lows under about 250 Hz. Now a tiny bit of grit. Add redux, but keep it subtle. Downsample around 1.2 to 1.8. Try to avoid heavy bit reduction. We want air grit, not a crushed arcade break. Then utility. Push width to about 130 to 160%, but keep bass mono on, around 120 to 150 Hz. That's your stereo discipline. Wide haze up top, stable center down low. Now the automation plan for the first 32 bars. Your break AIR auto filter cutoff is going to rise slowly from, say, 350 Hz up to around 3 to 6K. But listen, don't just draw a straight line. Use curves. In Live 12, your intro is basically three automation shapes running in parallel. Presence, depth, and density. Presence is your filter cutoff and transient emphasis. Depth is reverb and echo. Density is how many events happen per bar. If you raise presence and depth at the same time, energy jumps too hard, so stagger them. A great sunrise move is, as your filter opens and presence rises, slightly reduce your reverb wet. It feels like the sound is coming closer, without getting harsh. Also, a coach note, if your break feels too far away, you don't always need more brightness. Often you just reduce the tail. Less reverb reads as closer. It's one of the most useful mix psychology tricks in intros. Now break main. On break main, start with EQ8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz, just a clean sub-rumble. If it's muddy, gently dip around 250 to 400. If it's dull, add a tiny high shelf, like plus 1 or 2 dB at 8 to 12K, but only if needed. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10. Boom off, or super subtle, because breaks can get that weird basketball bounce. Transients. Plus 5 to plus 15 if you want snap. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. This is seasoning, not a rescue mission. Automation wise, don't bring this in at bar 1. A good window is to start fading in break main somewhere between bar 9 and bar 17, depending on how long your intro is. And keep break AIR under it, because the AIR layer is your sunrise fog. That's your emotional glue. Now harmony. The Dawn Pad. Make a MIDI track called Dawn Pad. Use Drift if you want instant nostalgic warmth, or Wavetable if you want more control. In Drift, start from an init patch and pick a sine or triangle-ish bass. Add subtle unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, mild detune, low pass filter, cut off somewhere between 1.5 and 4K depending how bright you want it. Then add a slow LFO to the filter cutoff, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz. We're talking slow movement, like light shifting, not wobble bass. Now the pad chain. EQ 8 first. High pass at 150 to 250 Hz. No low end chords in a jungle intro. Save that space. Add chorus ensemble. Amount 15 to 30%. Slow rate. Then hybrid reverb. Decay 5 to 10 seconds. Dry slash wet 15 to 25. Then auto pan for gentle motion. Rate 0.05 to 0.12 Hz. Amount 20 to 40. Phase 180 degrees so it spreads wide. Chord color. Think Maj 7, add 9, sus 2. Lifted, hopeful voicings, keep them mid to high, and avoid stacking low notes. If you want a simple emotional map, try something like Imag 7 to Vi 7 to IV Imag 7 to Vsus, in any key that suits your track. Now texture, Atmos and vinyl. Create an audio track called Atmos or vinyl. Use a field recording, distant city air, wind, birds, or a vinyl loop. The texture should be felt more than heard. Auto filter, high pass 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass 6 to 10K, saturator, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip-on, utility, pull the gain way down, like minus 15 to minus 25 dB, bring it in at bar 1, and here's the move, automate it slightly down as the drums become more present, so your mix clears as the day brightens. Now let's set up dub space properly, because this is where it starts sounding like real jungle, not just ambient intro. Create return tracks, return A, dub echo. Return B. Deep verb. On dub echo, set echo to 1/8 dotted. Feedback 35 to 55%. Add a tiny wobble for vintage drift. Filter it. High pass 250 Hz, low pass 7K. Saturation 10 to 20%. On deep verb, hybrid reverb with pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds, decay 4 to 8 seconds, and filter lows under 250. Technique. Don't wash the whole break. Only send selected hits. Classic move. Last snare of every 4 or 8 bars gets a throw. Automate send knobs so the throw happens only in that moment, then returns to zero. That's punctuation, that story, and an advanced upgrade. Duplicate your echo return into two flavors. Echo 1 is short and clean with low feedback for rhythmic hints. Echo 2 is dirtier, more feedback, more filtering for end of phrase throws. Now you're choosing a scene. Not trying to make one echo do every job. Quick sound design flex if you want that morning air to breathe with the groove instead of being static. Put a gate on your noise track and key it from break main. Fast attack, medium release. Now the noise inhales and exhales with the break. Super cinematic. And it instantly feels alive. All right, arrangement blueprint. This is a reliable 64-bar sunrise arc, and you can compress it to 32 if you need. Bars 1 to 8, horizon. Atmos and Dawn Pad only. Break AIR is barely audible and heavily low-passed. Give one dub echo throw at the end of bar 8, like a hint of rhythm in the fog. Bars 9 to 16. First light. Bring break AIR up. Add sparse break fragments if you want, like hat ticks or a ghost kick. Slowly raise the auto filter cutoff. And keep density low. We're still teasing. Bars 17 to 24. Warmth. Start fading in break main gradually. Maybe still slightly filtered. Reduce reverb wet on the breaks so they step forward. Add a subtle ride or tambourine layer if you need lift, but keep it quiet. Bars 25 to 32, sun's edge. Break main is now present. Tease bass, but not full sub. Use a mid-bass tone and high pass it around 80 to 120 Hz, so it reads as bass is coming, without dropping way too early. Add one iconic jungle element, a stab or vocal one shot. Give it an echo throw so it feels like it's bouncing off the walls of the room. Bars 33 to 48, pre-drop tension. Pull the pad out briefly for 2 to 4 bars. That contrast is everything. Add a snare roll or chopped break fill. You can resample a bit, reverse a tiny hit, tuck it in. Increase energy with higher percussion, not sub. Bars 49 to 64. Gate opens. Short breakdown, filter sweep, reverb tail. Then a hard cut near silence for half a bar. That classic impact trick works because it resets the ear. Then lat bar, tight fill. If you want the optional flex, do a tape stop style pitch dive. Resample and automate a repitch down, or use shifter for a control drop. Now let's talk intro color control, because advanced workflow is about speed and repeatability. Group your pad, Atmos, and break IIR into a group track called intro color. Put an audio effects rack on the group and make 4 macros. Macro 1. Dusk to dawn filter. Map it to a gentle group level low pass cutoff. Macro 2. Space. Map it to return sends, or a group reverb, wet amount. Macro 3. Grit. Map saturator drive or redux downsample. Ideally affecting the AIR and texture vibe more than the main break. Macro 4. Width. Map utility width, but keep low end mono. Now you can literally perform the sunrise emotion, record automation, and refine it like you're DJing your own intro. Common mistakes to avoid while you work. Don't bring full break transients too early. Sunrise intros are about reveal. Don't slap big reverb on the entire drum bus. Use throws and layers. Don't let pads fight the snare presence band round 2 to 5k. Either darken the pad or carve it with EQ. Don't overswing everything. Swing drums. Keep pads straighter. And don't introduce real sub too early. Tease mid-bass first. Then let the drop feel like the ground arriving. Here are a couple advanced coaching moves to level it up fast.